Chapter 5. He awoke when the night for some time had fallen. The sight of torch, tall and bright, greeted him from far. Flames in a group gathered across the sparse, rather empty, dense clearing. Two fires could Flaylon McDrab see through his quasi-mabbed vision. While the others danced in the clear center, these two brothers bent or licked in a wide oval about the clearing's edge, totally lighting hedge and trunk in due turn round. As they approached Flay's prone form on the ground, the drone of awake still in ear, they didn't see him, as he was near a fallen tree which so cast its shadow as to cover him whole. Every tree bough so stole even a glimpse of arm or leg from searching Flame's light charms. The bearers, names unknown, Flaylon heard thus, "And my thoughts bounce off walls so confused. Trust me, all's the matter are fevers which so coil and uncoil levers in our brain soul that only sleep can..." "Lost, though, are the ways, and I..." "Who's that?" Torch tossed its spy light onto Flaylon's leg, which he moved so slightly the keg of the nightly light poured on it as they passed. This little faint peak alerted Flay's spot, sneak though he didn't, to the two. They came near and whispered, "What to do?" "The mister." As a walking child balks senses after nap time, to F their talk seem mime. Flaylon slowly got up, the two quickly got down, like pups behind the down trunk. Then they jumped up high, waving torches like swords. "Come with us, guy." "Where?" "Towards there," said the two, pointing to the central gathering, hinting a larger ring than there was through the sweep of their arms. They grabbed him, let out no peep. The dim figures got clearer. Soon he saw there a dozen, all moons round one.
"Does in anyone," said the sun, "there lurk..."
Then the man saw torture stew, one with paws untorched but clasped tight by the border patrol force.
"A spy! Royal, of course, sent here to unplot us!"
All torches and faces fastly turned just spaces into their leader's words.
"Is that not true, sentry?"
The herd's attention keyed now on the guard's two mouths. After a silence, one said,
"Can't get south or sunwise from his compass."
Two,
"He refuses to speak." "Him to me. If he leaks, he'll do in my bucket," quoth the mister.
An aisle in the junket was styled as the bearers brought forth Flaylon's happy, confused form.
"North neither obtuse was when we asked him," said one,
nervous, approaching.
"What, is he dead? Roach things make more noises, eh?"
asked the mister. "I wouldn't know," unmasked F answered.
"So he speaks. I'm the mister. Surely you've heard of me."
"No."
"Tell sister, the flea, or whatever he is,"
hear a laugh,
"of my name."
"Oh, his name, and his fame, or both, or either both, or together both, neither's are both, the mister is both called,"
offered a girl torture.
"These walls are the scorcher, not the outside, if you follow my meaning,"
jumped in mister.
"Through me thumped they'll be, torn down throughout the realm. Now, who be you? Do shout, why pass you through these woods and clearing? Sleep, no lies now. Nature, I little Bo Peep stops by, that's what I'm to believe,"
interrupted again the thieving man of them gathered. Another laugh.
"Yet I gather some wheat from this here chaff. Repeat after me."
"After me," Flay then said. Not a sound.
"You see here what abounds in this glory kingdom,"
said mister.
"Nothing but vanity, dumb show, shut up a tids all through. That's about to change about. We cats will scratch the clout from this silver lining's cloud, and then the rain will come whining like train whistle sound through the streets and valleys and hat racks. No beats or offs attacks or summer assaults can thwart this fall's fall. The time's now to unban and chime this band together."
Cheers and huzzas echoed the clearing. Several showed their inexperience with the torchical arts as the torch fencer's darts flew all around. They chased them down and picked them up ungracefully. No sup for the dry grass's thirst found in spreading flames. They seemed unrehearsed, off-played. Once attention restored to the mister's lectern.
"Our boring through, we'll turn to filling in the holes with happiness for all. Everyone's roll a call for brave new things, topics, and ideas. Stranger, who picks through your manger to find the turds? In short, are you with or against?"
Then the cohort moments waited and stared until Flaylon thus answered them and killed silence.
"Ahem, as I am already at that state, happiness, you confetti and bless in your future stati, I..." "Did you say that you..."
That I responded through the buzz Flailingham did to the mister's question.
I detect indigestion,
whispered one not so soft.
He must be scared.
Also an oft-used voice falso soft. Mister.
Did you say that you have now achieved that ever-may-believe state of happiness in these desperate times?
Then Flailin responded, when is not so the issue as always having been? Mister.
But you give in to the admission, yes?
That's true.
You have it now?
Why, yes.
Right now, huh?
Now. And then another buzz passed through the torch's dance. Mr. Calm does with hands.
No.
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Haven't.
Have.
N't.
Flailin then shoulder shrugged, catching all there off guard, they being drugged or marred by his bold nonchalance. Then Mr. moved with step from dance macabre. Sans pep with determination, he gave a laugh and point in direction a point to Flailin's shackled self.
Let him go. Can't you see? His wealth of this happy thing is his prescient subscription to our creed. No messy end or weeds in our future plant fields. And so he is not now, but wields this happy cow to show us what will be, what will all be after we pay our fee. Laughter will be this kingdom's king.
So presently they laughed. Smoking did their lit shafts bounce up and down with their diaphragms. Who's this king? Flailin asked. Hairpin's ping could be heard after this, as they came quickly still.
You've missed, then, the distill of my little speeches,
Mister at last said.
King and co, leeches all, wing now above the swamp. Hiss,
from the 13.
But soon, ere kiss the earth this moon, that will... But enough talk! Now's the time for action. Now let us walk, faction, through these catacombs to meet our foe, his jesty, King of America.
Mixed peals of joy, woe, as the mister revealed more than his talk, for did walk.